But right now, we have fun with country music.
Been a while since we have done this, and for those who don't, who are new to the radio station or aren't aware of fun with country music, this all started probably in about 2014, I would say. What year is this?
It's been about 3 years.
So about
it started about the time that we noticed that in every country song we hear wafting through the halls around here,
the same
because
nine
we share
words.
Space with two country music stations. There were many common themes that turned up over and over and over again in these songs.
And it was about 14, I think. You're right. 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about 3 years since we started doing this. And I think the first guy that we noticed was Luke Bryan. And every single song at the time, and it just became very stereotypical, and it became known as bro country. And I believe, I honestly, truly believe that we, as a show, as an entity, we helped squash the bro country movement. That we were part of that, because it has slowed down significantly, where each and every one of these dudes didn't sing about the same things. And the seven or eight things that we're talking about are boots, truck, jeans, beer, some form of other booze, moonshine, alcohol of some sort. And then you get into the dust or mud aspect of things, some form of rural setting.
What about mud?
Yeah, you're right, Danny.
Like some a field.
Yeah, yeah.
Cornrows.
Yes.
A body of water.
Yep.
Yes.
A pond, a stream,
a creek, water,
critters,
tires, guns, some form of country food.
Like squirrel pudding.
Biscuits or cornbread, you know, what your mama made you.
That always harken back to Hank.
Oh, referencing old country artists is
Waylon.
Huge. Yes.
You
to
get
make
the idea.
You sound legitimate.
Yeah.
Right. You get the idea.
Critters, fishing,
meanwhile, you're,
hunting.
You're rapping over essentially a regurgitated track of Pour Some Sugar on Me with some idiot playing fiddle, but you've got to reference it. I keep it real because I listen to Waylon.
And these people, these human beings, I've never blamed the artist. I've always blamed the consumer that bought into this. And they bought into it to the tune of
making... Well, the consumer didn't know they wanted it until they heard it for the first time.
Yeah,
that's true.
It starts with the artist.
Okay. Or it starts with, not the artist, it starts with the writers. Because the artists aren't writers. It's the Nashville people that realize, oh my God, we can sell this garbage to these people. It's so easy. And then they just threw these words against a wall and said, make them rhyme. And so we have gone through the process of singling out damn near everybody in country music that has done these types of songs. And that eventually evolved into something known as country rap.
Or hick hop.
Or, I believe as you tagged it, if it's not country rap, it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. One of the acts, Michael, that is into hick hop or crap is a band called The Lax.
The Lax.
L-A-C-S. Now, these people, I believe, are the scourge of modern society.
We pointed out a few of these bands focused on it before, to the point where word got back to them and they started reaching out to us.
Right. Like the
because it's the first publicity they've ever had.
The likes of Shotgun Shane.
Yes.
And there was a couple others. We played a guy named J.J. Lawhorn.
Yes.
Which sounds like a Hanna-Barbera character. Well, J.J. Lawhorn is featured in this song by The Lax. And so this is... Like, I even think that the Luke Bryans of the world, they look at this and they're like, oh, God.
This is because of me.
Please, man. I'm so sorry, America, that I did this. That now this is what it's turned into. But these are the guys that in their videos, they're with the chicks that are all kind of fat, you know, and there's rebel flags everywhere.
It looks like their casting director went to a halfway house to find extras.
Yes. Yes. And they're always in the mud, you know, and it's just in the sticks and everything. So this song from The Lax featuring J.J. Lawhorn is called Field Party.
And trust
me, wait.
In this field where there's going to be a party, you will see certain flags waving.
Oh, the flags are everywhere. Like, these are the
stars
worst,
and bars, baby.
These are the worst people ever. They're like the super hillbilly, uneducated, fat, racist,
moonshiny
people. Yes, that's all they are.
I'm not judging them.
No.
Except for the racist part, because, hey, I like fishing and moonshine.
Who doesn't?
It's fun.
Who doesn't?
I grew up with these people. These are my people. I got out.
Well, here you go. Here's some fun with country music with The Lax and J.J. Lawhorn and Field Party. And by the way, as we start this song, just in your head, just we like to kind of count the red flags here, all right? Count the number of references that we have to those items that we listed earlier.
It's Friday night, grab the bush in the Bud Light. Meet me in the pasture, back in the pines. We in the spot that the cops can't find. Turn up the Jones, turn up the jar. Fire up the smoke, grab that old guitar.
We're already at like 30.
I got seven. Jones and John. Did he say, grab a bush and a Bud Y?
I think so.
He couldn't even, he's so drunk he couldn't say Iser.
Yeah, and a Bud Y. Wow. Yeah, and then he mentions.
The field or.
Jones is
George Jones.
And then
John Cash.
Is that it? John, turn up the jar. I think that's moonshine.
Oh, maybe he said jar.
Let me listen. Okay. That's J.J. Lawhorn, by the way.
That's great.
The Lax are coming up, Mike.
Going down field party style. Ripping up them dirt roads, stirring up them cattle. Show you where to make shine at as long as y'all don't tattle. Got big kegs and trucks.
All right.
Is this the Lax here?
Yes, this is the Lax.
Is the Lax a dude or a band?
It's a group, Danny. It's they're like the Beatles.
Oh.
They're a group of men that get together.
They sound just like the Beatles.
To create music that we all love to listen to. Now, right out of the chute on Field Party, he's very serious about where he's going and who, what he's seeing on the road.
Girls about to get wild, it's going down field party style. Ripping up them dirt roads, stirring up them cattle. Show you where to make shine at as long as y'all don't tattle. Got big kegs and truck beds, parked around that bonfire. Horseshoes and cornhole, roped off the barbed wire. Bad bras with tan legs, raised up on cornbread. Dance with them Daisy Dukes, all they do is turn heads. Rebel, red bikini top, man, you know.
He's done all of them.
Everything, including, did you catch that last one?
I heard Rebel Flag Bikini Top,
yeah.
I heard Daisy Dukes.
Cornbread. Rebel Flag Bikini Top.
Mm-hmm. I heard cornbread.
Daisy Dukes, all they do is turn his Rebel Red Bikini Top. Man, you know you want it. They drinking on.
Man, you know you want it. Do you understand what is behind the Rebel Flag Bikini Top? What it's holding up?
Well, if the woman has eaten nothing her whole life but cornbread
and shine.
Yeah, I think I can imagine she's not looking much like Kate Upton.
No.
It's with them Daisy Dukes, all they do is turn his Rebel Red Bikini Top. Man, you know you want it. They drinking on that hunch punch for long.
What's hunch punch?
Moonshine.
Hunch punch.
It's punch that makes you want to.
Hunch punch.
Red bikini top, man, you know you want it. They drinking on that hunch punch for long, they start to flown it. So crank up them 18s as loud as they can get. About 30 miles from anything, the law and hearing. Y'all get drunk and show out, cut loose and go wild. Yeah, it's going down, down, feel party style.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night, grab the bush and the Bud Light. Meet me in the pasture back in the.
I don't want to meet anyone in the pasture. There's no one that I want to meet. in the pasture.
The only person I'm meeting in a pasture is some dude that's going to buy my steer. That's it.
That's it.
You're only there to conduct business.
What other use do you have in the pasture?
On the pasture, the cops can't find us.
Well, you know what? You're right. You are exactly right. The cops can't find us there.
Grab the bush and the Bud Light. Meet me in the pasture, back in the pines. We in the spot that the cops can't find. Turn up the Jones, turn up the jar. Fire up the smoke, grab that old guitar. We're just some good old boys.
Do you think that after all of that, after you head to the pasture, you scare up the cattle, you grab the Jones, you grab the jar, and then you find that old guitar.
Yeah.
That the quality of playing and singing is going to be that of something that you would want to hear.
This is the old guitar just kind of laying out there in the field all the time?
Yes.
This band that he's assembled, I imagine they would make Doyle's band from Sling Blade look like the DSO. And they had a guy in a wheelchair.
And no singer.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't need a singer. You don't need a singer.
My God.
Grab that old guitar. We're just some good old boys and girls about to get a wild. It's going down field. Party. Let's get it crumbling. All right, we gonna crank it all night. Tell your mom and them, man, they can bring the whole night. We got them tailgates down and the shots going round. Hit them up and get them up and tell this whole damn town. We got the bonfire blowing. The crowd is steady growing. 5,000 plus will be here before you know it.
No, they won't.
5,000?
No. Yeah. I don't think we had 5,000 at the Mavericks game last night.
What's the size of your average Klan rally?
You know, I'd say between 12 and 30.
Okay.
Growing 5,000 plus will be here before you know it. Got the grill fired up, cooking.
The grill. Mm-hmm. There's one grill
for 5,000
people. 5,000
people. What are you, Jesus? You know? You going to turn that one filet mignon into Whataburger Juniors
they
for 5,000 people?
They don't have filet mignon. What are you, Jesus? This is big, fat, moonshine Jesus who turns a couple of patties of hamburgers into 5,000. Woof.
In every kind of meat, we got the freaks in bikinis headed down to the creek. We got
freak. All right, you know...
I get it.
What? Wait.
Freaks in bikinis.
We got the freaks in bikinis headed down to the creek. We got...
All right, so out of the 5,000 people, there's a group of people wearing bikinis that want to get away...
Most of them in Rebel Red.
They want to get away from the awesome grill that's serving food.
Mm-hmm.
5,000.
To head to the creek.
Yeah.
To do what?
I don't know.
Skinny dip.
Get eaten by water moccasins?
Yeah, I mean, you're way back in the pines, remember? No one can find you.
No.
And you want to go to the creek.
We got Harleys over here, mud trucks over there, rednecks and hillbillies bout every damn where. Come one, come all, that's how we do it in the South. All we need...
That's how we do it in the... Do you know how...
I've lived in the South for a long time and...
That's... No one does it like that.
Oh, there's some.
Yeah, they're out there.
That's how they do it.
Hillbillies bout every damn where. Come one, come all. That's how we do it in the South. All we need is a field and we'll turn the party out.
Damn right, night. Grab the bull. Okay.
All they need is a field.
That's it. That's it. And then it turns into the Sermon on the Mount.
I'm telling you, it was a simpler time when all you needed was a field.
That's it.
They're just trying to make partying great again.
Good luck with it, man.
And what is this called? The Lax?
That is the Lax with J.J. Lawhorn.
Is there a video for this?
Is there ever?
There's like a little kid at the party, too. Did you see that?
I think he's a midget.
They're not going to pay for babysitters. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
they got to bring the kids too.
Yeah, the mother's already out on work release.
Right. All right. There you go.